This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Campaigning for the sixth phase of Lok Sabha elections will end this evening. 58 constituencies spread over 8 states and union territories will go to polls in this phase on Saturday, the 25th of May. These include 8 seats in Bihar, all 10 seats in Haryana, 1 seat in Jammu and Kashmir, 4 in Jharkhand, all 7 seats in Delhi, 6 in Odisha, 14 in Uttar Pradesh and 8 in West Bengal. The voting will begin at 7 a.m. and end at 6 p.m. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Patiala town of Punjab today. Tight security arrangements have been made in and around the polo ground for this rally. In the national capital, political parties are leaving no stone unturned to attract voters through roadshows, public meetings and door-to-door campaigns. The polling in the national capital will be held in the sixth phase of the ongoing Lok Sabha elections on Saturday. Senior BJP leaders and union ministers Rajnath Singh, Piyush Goyal and Smriti Irani and chief ministers of Uttarakhand and Rajasthan will hold public meetings and road shows. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi will address public meeting in Mangolpuri and Simapuri. AAP top leaders will also hold road shows in favour of the party candidates. In Odisha, polling will be held in Sambalpur, Kyonjhar, Dhekanal, Puri, Bhubaneswar and Cuttack Lok Sabha constituencies and all the assembly seats coming under their purview in this phase. The Calcutta High Court has scrapped all other backward classes OBC certificates issued in West Bengal since 2010. A division bench of Justice Tapabrat Chakravarti and Rajashekhar Mantha pronounced the verdict while delivering a judgment on a PIL challenging the process of granting OBC certificates. The High Court bench termed the OBC list prepared after 2010 as illegal. The court directed that a fresh list of OBCs be prepared based on the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes Act of 1993 by the West Bengal Commission for Backward Classes. The court, however, clarified that the order will not affect the services of citizens of the ejected classes who are already in service or have been benefited by reservation or have succeeded in any selection process of the state. Buddha Purnima, marking the birth anniversary of Gautam Buddha, is being celebrated in different parts of the country today. The day is commemorated by Buddhists and Hindus all over the world and is a major festival in many countries. The people of Nepal, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka also celebrate the birth anniversary, organized several events and symposium on the relevance of Lord Buddha's teachings in the modern world. In Bihar, Buddha Purnima is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety. The main function has been organised at Mahabodhi Temple in Bodh Gaya, where Lord Buddha attained enlightenment under the holy Mahabodhi tree. Buddhist monks and devotees of different countries have reached Bodh Gaya to celebrate Buddha Purnima. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has called an early national election for 4th of July. He made the announcement outside his Downing Street office, saying now is the moment for Britain to choose its future. Voters across the United Kingdom will choose all 650 members of the House of Commons for a term of up to 5 years. The party that commands a majority in the Commons, either alone or in coalition, will form the next government and its leader will be the Prime Minister. The announcement came the same day when the official figures showed inflation in the UK had fallen sharply to 2.3%, its lowest level in nearly 3 years. Severe heat wave conditions are very likely to continue in north and central India for the next few days. The IMD has a consistent red alert issued in the northern states of Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi for the next 3 to 4 days. Indian men's hockey team defeated Argentina 5-4 in shootout after both teams were locked at 2-2 at the end of regulation time in a FIH Pro League match in Antwerp, Belgium. In the shootout, skipper Harmanpreet Singh and Sukhjeet Singh scored twice each, with Abhishek being the other scorer. In para-athletics, India's Sachin Sarjerao Kiladi clinched the gold medal in the men's shot put at the World Para-Athletics Championship in Japan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.